How's it going, Tristan?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good. So we had another incident offshore this week. There was a fire on a platform out in the Gulf.
Yeah, so it's a platform owned by Shell. It's about 100 miles off the coast. A couple people were injured, two guys, pretty minor injuries. They shut down the well. Originally, there were reports of an oily sheen, but the Coast Guard hasn't really seen any evidence of that, which makes sense because it's actually a natural gas platform. And right now, the cause isn't really clear. Shell's just calling it an operational incident.
There was also a city council meeting this week about the Sewerage and Water Board.
So it sounds like a lot of people showed up for that. What are they concerned about?
Yeah, so some residents and city council members are concerned that the Sewerage and Water Board is opening the door to privatization, and they worry, for example, that public employees could lose jobs to private contractors, that kind of thing.
What makes them think that?
Well, so the Sewerage and Water Board has a ton of open positions right now. That's one of the things that everyone realized after the flood back in August. So a couple weeks ago, the city put out this call looking for a company to fill some positions with contracted workers. They listed about 14, many of them engineering positions, but it was worded in a way that could allow them to hire more than just those 14. So the city council spent most of the meeting asking the Sewerage and Water Board leadership about that contract and their plans.
So what did the leadership say?
Basically, they just strongly deny that this is some plan to privatize and that these are just really important positions that in this time, this sort of crisis mode, they just really need to get these positions filled, and it's only going to be done on a temporary basis. You also had a story this week about an idea to rebuild the coast that's not currently in the Coastal Master Plan. Something about dropping seeds from airplanes. How does this work exactly, and who's behind it?
So there's this company called Tierra Resources, and they spent last week gathering and dropping about 500,000 mangrove propagules on marshes near Port Fourchon to slow land loss. They plant them by sending a crop duster airplane over the marsh and sort of carpet bombing it with these propagules.
So I was calling them seeds, but you're saying they're propagules. What's the difference there? What's a propagule?
Propagules are bean-like sprouts, basically, and they're about the size of a fava bean. And unlike marsh grass, these propagules will grow into mangroves that put down really dense, sturdy roots. And the hope is that they'll hold on to the soil better and withstand storms, which always take a good chunk of the coastal marsh. And that's really important in Port Fourchon, where they've had really high rates of coastal erosion, about 6 feet in the last year and a half.
So when I think of mangroves, I think of like Florida, South Florida. So is this really a good fit with this ecosystem?
Well, the ecosystem's changing thanks to climate change. As the temperatures warm, mangroves, which are, like you say, plentiful further south, are moving north, and they're starting to thrive in Louisiana because we're not having the hard freezes that used to push them back. So this project is basically aimed at sort of speeding up this natural process.
Interesting. And so why do they believe so strongly in it? And do we know how effective it is?
No, we really don't, because right now it's really an experiment. They do know it's much more cost-effective than planting by hand, and it's also easier because a lot of these areas, these marshes in Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish, is really hard to get to.
Cool. Well, Tristan Bauerk is a coastal reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks for talking.
Yeah, thanks a lot.